time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Welcome into the program. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard. Michael Lombardi on the program in about 5 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on Monday Night Football, how much playing time he expects from Jalen Hurts. Well, we finally had it happen, Paul, for the second time this year. Head coach, NFL, got the X. And took long enough, but Patricia gets fired from the Lions. He was actually the preseason favorite at 3-1, if you go back early September. But of course, Bill O'Brien took that one down. He was 11-1. And Patricia, when you go back and look, this is only like last week, November 20th.
Yep.
Next head coach fired. Patricia was still plus 650 available at some spots.
Yeah, he's the fourth choice. That's right. Yep. And as everyone tweeted, now just take them off Thanksgiving. So now they clean house. And the owner said that it was just unacceptable. The thing that did it was the last two performances. Routed at home on Thanksgiving when you're supposed to have a big advantage. And then what happened against Carolina. And for the new GM, it's an easy decision as far as I'm concerned. But again, it's been enough of this guy. I mean, why people think Stafford's even average is beyond me. Peter King wrote today. He has a $10 million bonus in the fifth day of the 2021 season. He's a $35 million salary cap hit. In 12 seasons, he has zero playoff wins. It'll be their third straight last place finish. They don't have a playoff win in 29 years.
Yeah.
Against Carolina and Houston, if you take out that garbage time touchdown on Thanksgiving, he threw one touchdown. And he also had he had one touchdown pass in the last eight. In the last 40 minutes against Houston, 30th ranked defense, he threw one touchdown pass in eight quarters against Carolina and Houston. That's what I meant to say. I mean, it's just you can't pay a guy this kind of money who's accomplished nothing in his career. Mm-hmm. And as I've been saying for years, everything he does is in garbage time. So $35 million cap hit. He doesn't have a playoff win in 12 seasons. A lot of that with Megatron. Are you kidding?
We talked about this last week, like with Thanksgiving, growing up as kids. I told you that I was a huge Barry Sanders fan and a Lions guy when I was younger. So I was either a freshman or a sophomore in high school, their last playoff win. That's just in the NFL, by the way, where teams can turn it around quickly, and it happens a lot. And now they've had their, quote, franchise quarterback for a decade, and it's just gets worse by the year. Man, here's the thing. I know that teams and organizations love to go the recycled route with coaches. Why would this guy ever get another gig as a head coach?
Mm-hmm.
Like out of the gates, right? Go back and do something else first. And then 5 years down the road, if a team wants to give you another stab, go ahead. But if he gets another job like next year, takes a year off, and then the year after that, what did he ever do to think, yeah, this guy deserves to be a head coach in the NFL? Defensive guy. Terrible.
Could have been done last year, though. They blew it. This guy should have been fired last year. You'd have a quarterback, I tell you that. You could have Herbert, or, you know, I'm not in love with Tua, but I mean, yeah. You could have a quarterback.
Michael Lombardi will join the show up next. How much playing time? How many snaps for Jalen Hurts tonight?
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN action update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Florida State sidelined for the third consecutive week due to COVID-19 concerns. Only 44 scholarship players available for the Seminoles. They were set to visit Duke this week. Miami steps in to make the trip to Wallace Wade Stadium to meet the Blue Devils. Hurricanes laying 17 for the total of 63.5. Ohio State Buckeyes need to play their final two games to even become eligible for the Big Ten championship game. They're set to play at Michigan State this week as 22-point road favorites. Seahawks, 6.5-point favorites at the Philadelphia Eagles today on Monday Night Football. It's Cyber Monday, and today, new VSiN subscribers save 25% on annual all-access membership, plus get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Get our new College Hoops Guide, daily best bets emails, point spread weekly, 24/7 video streaming, and pick up a VSiN t-shirt or hat for the holidays. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sennett.
Get the latest VSiN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Hey, top of the morning to you, live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And we do have a big Monday night football game to break down here on the show today as the Seahawks here at Circa, they're laying 6.5 points now tonight against Philadelphia. Big for both teams, obviously. And every Monday at this time, Michael Lombardi joins the program. You can get the Lombardi line Monday through Friday at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Also on the weekends, you can also read him in The Athletic. Michael, good morning. Thanks for the time. How was Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. Thank you. How about you guys? You guys have a good one?
Solid as always. Tough to beat that holiday, is it not?
It's tough to beat it. You know, I mean, the only thing that let us down was obviously not having a game at night, but we made it through, you know, and even though the games didn't look great, I think we got to see how great Deshaun Watson is in the early game. And, you know, I mean, the NFC East is what we think it is. It's not very good, and Washington might be the best of a bad lot.
Yeah, I think you might be right with that. So let's get into tonight's game then. And you live in the area, and I think we talk Eagles with you in this spot every Monday. They've been a good talking point so far throughout the season, but we finally learned yesterday that Jalen Hurts was getting some reps with the first team. So what do you expect tonight in terms of game flow and how much time we're actually going to see from Hurts? It's not going to be like a full changing of the guard, is it?
I can't even imagine that, Mitch. I mean, look, you know, the most popular guy in football is the backup quarterback, right? Especially when the quarterback is not playing well. And, you know, let's not forget that Jalen Hurts was benched at halftime of the Georgia-Alabama game because he couldn't really throw the ball and they went to Tua. Like, this isn't going to be just some magical solution because he went to Oklahoma and was gifted by the great Lincoln Riley as a quarterback. I mean, you know, this is a kid who's more runner than he is anything. And Seattle knows that. And Seattle understands that. The weaponry of the Philadelphia Eagles receivers is so lacking in terms of their explosiveness. Plus, they are so bad on third down. They're one of the worst teams on third down. And Doug Peterson keeps continuing to say, well, we got to stay out of third and long. Doug's been in third and long since he's been the head coach of the Eagles.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what has happened. I mean, he was seventh in 2017 in the most third and longs. And again, he's in the most third and longs of any team in all of football. So they refuse to run the football. They refuse to play a physical style. You know, to me, this is a team that's been declining, but that'll never stop Eagle fans. Thomas Gable sent me a text this morning and said 88% of the money line is on the Eagle fans don't even want the points. They just think they're going to win outright.
I feel good for you too, by the way. You caught a lot of heat when you went after Peterson, and it turns out you were right though. I mean, because it basically looked like Reich was the architect of that offense and what happened during the Super Bowl season. You were on the Saints. Go ahead. Sorry.
They've got some real issues, Paulie, and I think it's going to have to come down to what Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, decides. Is because Lurie's all about the offense. He loves offensive football, and rightly so. He believes that offense wins games, and what Andy Reid did at the end of that Tampa game, the way he controlled the clock and was able to get first downs, even through passing, you know, and put the game away, that's the modern football in terms of being able to do it. Minnesota, I mean, Carolina tried it. They got a guy wide open in the end zone. Teddy Bridgewater just misses them or else they win that game. Being offensive is something that Jeffrey Lurie wants, and they have not been that since Frank Wright left.
You were on the Saints yesterday. What would you think of the league deciding to keep the game with all these quarterbacks out? Hinton only completes one pass. Saints drubbed them. And based on your contacts and everyone you know and what you're hearing, do you still think they're going to play the game tomorrow?
I mean, I think that COVID's running wild through the Ravens facility. I would be surprised if they were able to. They're going to try like hell to do it. And I don't think the NFL cares about how many players you bring to the game. I think they care about getting the game on and keeping the schedule intact. And look, I think Denver's their own worst enemy in this. And, you know, obviously Denver doesn't have any political capital any longer. Mike Palm put a great tweet out. If Pat Bowlen
was
still the owner of the team, would this have happened? I don't think so. But, you know, look, they violated COVID protocols. They were clear about it. So is Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore's done a horrible job of protecting COVID violations. We'll see what happens. I mean, you know, I'm sure John Harbaugh will scream that the Patriots should get fined for his violations because he always views that as the Patriots' problem, especially since the Flategate. But look, I think we'll get the. I think what happened in Denver it's going to change how teams view their backup quarterback. The third quarterback now will only be in Zoom chats. There's no way there'll be any contact with that because of what just happened.
Right. Would you lay 10 tomorrow with 20 guys out and Noel Jackson?
You know, I mean, based on where the Ravens are with Jackson and based on, you know, my numbers said Pittsburgh should have been a 6-point favorite in the game with Jackson. So, you know, RG3, the offensive line is really poor. You know, they ran the ball the last time they played them. I mean, they really won that game. They turned it over 4 times. And they ran the ball up and down the field on Pittsburgh. Teams have run the ball, surprisingly so. Pittsburgh in the last 6 weeks have given up over 5 yards of carry on the ground. But their secondary, in an era where everybody completes 65 to 70% of their passes, Pittsburgh's holding their opponent to 57% completions. They turn the ball over. I think I would lay the 10.5. Like, I had no problem laying the 15 yesterday against New Orleans and Denver, because how is Denver ever going to score?
Yep.
I mean, the only advantage they got, and give Sean Payton credit, he called the game so that there was no way Taysom Hill could have effectively helped the Broncos in the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is why I love talking to you and all your years of experience and everyone you know in the NFL. I'm going to put you in charge of Detroit and Jacksonville, and you were all over Caldwell, and you got everything right there. What would you do if you were running Detroit and Jacksonville?
Well, I think the number one thing I'd do in Detroit, look, you'd have to understand that Detroit is 76-97-1 since 2010. So they've never had a real organization. I heard Mitch talk about Barry Sanders the last playoff win. This is a team that's in constant search of a coach, in constant search of a GM, and never in search of a culture. They don't know they don't know. They really don't. They don't know they don't know. They think it's all about hiring one magical person, and yet it's about building a culture. So if I were running, if I were the president of the Detroit Lions, I would hire a general manager and a head coach simultaneously to build the culture. I would look to a college coach, whether it be Matt Campbell, whether it be Dabo Sweeney. I would look to a college coach to come in and build a culture around something that was positive. Because, look, following Matt Patricia isn't going to be a hard thing to do. Matt Patricia took over a team that was 36-30 under Jim Caldwell, and he ruined it to a 13-29 team because he said there were no players there. Mm. And Bob Quinn, the general manager, allowed him to do it. So for me, if I took over that team, it would be all about culture. The same thing if I took over Jacksonville. I would tell the owner's son he can't come in the building because he's only going to mess us up. Oh. Because he is only going to mess us up. I mean, let's face it. They David Caldwell, since he got there, won 70 games. He lost 103. He's had one winning season in all that time there. I mean, it's really rather remarkable that they're able to do that. And so for me, I just felt like, you got to get the owner's son who's involved in the game. You got to get him away, and you got to build a culture based around, you know, not signing free agents and not destroying your locker room and bringing these high-priced players in, but making people feel comfortable in playing there. And I think that's the biggest step you've got to take. I would look towards colleges for some of these jobs because I think more than anything, you need a program. You need somebody who understands how to build a culture.
Do you remember that report like a month into his tenure that Patricia lost the veterans because they were running gassers right away?
You know, I said this when he took the job. I said this, and my advice to him was I didn't give it to him because I don't talk to him, but my advice was, look, he should have walked in there and said, look, fellas, I know you're 36-30 the last 4 years. I know Jim Caldwell's a really good coach. He had one losing season that he was here. Uh-huh. My job is to help us get above 10 wins. That's why I'm here. We're going to work together to get above 10. He went in there with a complete destroy mission. Nothing that was any good. He was going to teach bad, but he was going to eliminate bad football. Well, I mean, look, you know, we all know Matt. Everybody has known Matt, has worked with Matt. I mean, did a lot of people in New England see him as a head coach? You know, that could be a 30 for 30 documentary at some time, Paulie. So I think that, you know, what he did was he tried to be Bill Belichick, and no one, underline the word no one, can be Bill Belichick.
Yep, spot on. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Michael Lombardi is our guest. You can catch the Lombardi Line weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, and also he does it on the weekends as well. So on the flip side then, about teams that are potentially, you know, good this year in 2020, how long is the list of teams that you trust right now? And by that, I mean you expect them to show up every single week or to make like a deep run in the playoffs. I don't think it's a very long list at the top. Like I would say probably Pittsburgh, Kansas City, the Saints, Definitely three teams that you can trust. Any other teams do you think right now in the league that you can say, yeah, you know what, they're going to show up every single Sunday, or I can trust the team to make a deep playoff run?
Well, I think you got to trust Kareem Bay. I mean, I know they've got liability on defense, and what Pettine does sometimes makes no sense, but I think you got to trust that Rodgers is going to be great. I mean, look, we've seen the Colts the last 2 weeks give up over 28 points in the last two games before the half. And Matt Eberflus is up for head coaching jobs. Think about that.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, that's something. I don't trust the Cleveland Browns. I've never trusted the Raiders. Brett came on my show on Wednesday to give me a lot of flack about the my love of Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos. And I made the mistake of saying, well, you know, he said, lad, we're in. Now, I wonder how he took that drubbing, because that was really a bad beating. And that was really one of those where you have to, as I've been saying all year about the Las Vegas Raiders, their defense, you can't trust it. Mm-hmm. You can't trust their defense ever. So, you know, I don't trust Baltimore. I think the list has dwindled. The Seattle team, I trust Russell Wilson. I don't trust their defense. I definitely don't trust Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay, the ownership group down there, has to make a decision. Do they want Brady for $25 million next year, and do they want Bruce Arians for one more year? Because both guys are on short leashes. The future of the franchise is really at stake. What do you want to do? And one thing I do know for sure, Brady can't really function well in the Bruce Arians system. That game yesterday, yes, he had numbers. Yes, he threw interceptions. That was atypical of any way you're going to play. You're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs and expect to beat them. If you think you're getting into a track meet with Kansas City, if you think you're going to throw deep passes on third and three down the field and complete them and give Kansas City the ball back, you're going to lose. And they're just fortunate that Kansas City didn't score in the fourth quarter, or else that could have been a real rout.
Yep. Totally agree. By the way, you're playing with the Raiders, and we talked about this in the first segment today, Michael. It's just, and it's been like this forever, but you can't overreact to what you see one Sunday and think it's going to be like that the next week. Like the Raiders, they think about this. That team almost swept the Chiefs, and they laid that dud yesterday. The Colts dominated the Packers in the total domination last week of the Packers in the second half. And they just beat the Titans on the road, and they clubbed them a couple of weeks ago. And then that happens yesterday. It's a funny league.
It is, you know, and I think the Raiders looked, you know, everybody makes a big deal out of Jonathan Abrams. He's this first round pick and he'll knock your head off. He's part of the problem because they think he's a good player, and yet he causes more problems for their defense than anything. And they don't have any good players on defense. I don't care how many draft picks they have. Now, they lost two guys in the game yesterday that affected them, and they turned the ball over four times on fumbles. I mean, it was a total, total bad game. It's one of those games where the Raiders have to forget about it, move on. Fortunately, they go back and play the Jets this weekend. So that's okay. But the Raiders defense, you know, I mean, they got a lot of publicity about playing the Chiefs close. Maybe they are moving closer to the Chiefs. I never trust the Raiders defense in any game against a good coordinator. Okay. Remember what Tampa did to them.
Yeah.
I mean, when they play against somebody who understands how to attack them, and that's a short list too, they'll get exposed.
Excellent job, sir. Appreciate it. And great job with the Thanksgiving picks.
Thank you, buddy. Quite
the setup. There you go.
Yeah, I appreciate the circuit. I love you guys hit the pool this week. I mean, my Lord, it looks fun there.
Last week I did, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best. We'll see you soon, hopefully, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
He's so right about Patricia. You come in, you're not Belichick. You can't act like Belichick.
Yeah.
You haven't won anything. You can't be arrogant either. And I was talking, I remember that report that immediately he lost the locker room running gassers to start. The veterans are like, what are you doing?
Yep.
And then Bernie Fratto did pre and post game for 10 years, told me this story. It was Slate told it. He relayed it to me. I forgot about it. Slay's doing an interview where Patricia goes, what are you going to do in the offseason? What are you going to do? He goes, I'm going to work out with Ramsey and Talib. He goes, why would you work out with those two? They're good. This whole thing of you stink and everything's broken and no one, you just made the playoffs with the other guy. What is this? No one can play. This is broken. Look what I inherited. Look what you inherited a playoff team. He's delusional. Everything he did was wrong. Oh, he took over, running gassers, losing the locker room. Nobody's good. Oh, we got to change everything. You have to change it. You just had to made it. He blew that.
One more thing.
He absolutely blew it from day one. From day one, his attitude was way off.
It's enough with the stupid pencil. we get it. It's your thing. It was for like the first year.
Okay. Yeah.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
he's right. I mean, it's been a... That culture in Detroit has been piss poor since I was a child.
Well, it's one playoff and, since the 50s. I mean, that's impossible. It's impossible. It's the NFL. You can turn it... Look at Miami. They're in the playoffs right now.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like... Jacksonville will probably turn it around before Detroit, unless they hit a home run higher here.
Well, yeah. At least they made a championship game recently.
Exactly, yeah.
Detroit can't win a playoff game. 29 years.
Who knows? Maybe they land the quarterback that's going to turn it around for them. The lines appear to be stuck on this guy.
That's the first thing they have to do, is move on from this guy. $35 million cap hit.
Think about that.
He doesn't have a playoff win in 12 years.
Under what circumstance, if you're with that organization, do you look at the numbers and say, you know what, $35 million for him? Let's do it. Let's run it back one more time. The only way that would be possible is you're too close to the situation. You're too emotional. You look at him as like a kid, and you got to take care of him.
8-55 in his career against teams that finished the season with a winning record? Yep.
Maybe they should call Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database. When you upgrade your job post, get started at Indeed.com/credit. We have a new leader in one of the contests out here in Las Vegas, and a 5-0 at the top of one of them as well. Details coming up next.
For a faster way to win, when you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. Sign up with code VSiN250. You get 100% deposit match up to $250. Must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. And it was incredible. We'll talk to Teddy coming up, but how everything worked for PointsBet. I mean, 95% of the handle was on the was bet on the over in the Rams, Saints, and Chiefs games. And the 90% of the bets on Arizona, 81% on the Raiders, 81% on Cleveland, 89% on the Giants. Yep. Thanks to James Walker and everyone at the 82nd Airborne who listen every day, too.
Yep, fellas.
Thank you, guys.
Tip of the cap.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Real Americans.
Okay, so, update. Dave Tooley is a very good follow on Twitter, at View from Vegas, to give you your weekly Las Vegas betting football betting contest updates. We do have a new leader here at Circa Million. Chicken Dinner 1 went 4-1. And now that entry is 42-17-1. 71.2% is the leader. And now 1.5 points ahead of Presence 2, who dipped back a little bit, came back to the pack. So a new leader there. And we are looking at, in the Westgate Super Contest, the big lead, which appeared to be insurmountable by ODBMG2, right, shrinking by the week. He's 2-2 this week. He has Seattle -4.5 in that contest tonight.
Okay.
But it looks like we have Monks now in second place with a solid 5-0, and they're now 39-21. They're 2 points behind, hitting 65% on the season.
Is that the diner in Seinfeld?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is, yep.
And only two people were eliminated in Survivor. One guy didn't get his pick in, and someone else had the Rams.
Rams, right.
It's like Mike said, it's so close, but you can't get the big upset.
So now we have 5 weeks left.
It's going to happen.
You have the bet with Mike.
Yeah, he's a $6 favorite now.
Yeah, you're a huge dog now.
I mean, this was the tough week. You got one, Dallas goes down, but then almost everyone's, how about the people who took the Saints in Survivor Sunday? What was that all about? I'm shocked they played the game. That's a loser then.
That would have been. You would have been eliminated.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to know what time they put that in, right? What time anybody put the Saints entry in, because that you have the balls of a burglar to do that. Because that game easily, with the news that was coming out,
they didn't have a quarterback.
Yes. That game easily could have been canceled.
Right, after the Baltimore stuff?
Absolutely, 100%.
They didn't move the Denver game.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if, like, everybody who put the Saints in maybe before that, they're like, now what do I do?
It was squeaky.
Had to have been.
They got bailed out. I thought that was stupid if you used the Saints.
Well, put it this way. There's zero confidence you could have had if you made the Saints pick and the news came out. There's zero confidence you could have had the game was going to be played.
Yeah, right.
There's no way. With how the league is doing this now, and they push back. Think about this now. They push back the Ravens from Thanksgiving originally to Sunday, now to Tuesday, which means the Ravens and Cowboys were going to play this Thursday, but there's no Thursday night game. They did all of that, but they said, nah, we're going to play Saints and Broncos. You got very fortunate if you had the Saints with the survivor.
Yeah, but the other thing, though, too, is there's so many bad teams. Maybe Jacksonville's decent and could upset someone with Glennon. But and then also determines who you have left, because Cincinnati plays Miami. But how many people have used Miami? They played the Jets a couple times.
Sure.
But there are so many bad teams you can go against here, and we're only down to 5 weeks.
I think Miami's been using almost all of them now. It was a very low number that had Miami left as of last week.
Yeah. I was surprised how many people were on Miami. The few people that were on Miami against the Jets.
Well, to back up here 30 seconds and to explain your bet with Mike Palm.
Yeah.
Your bet is you have plus money. Plus 140?
Yeah, that Andy Dufresne won't pay out the $1 million.
Yeah, that it's going to end before week 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Mike Palm made it minus 160, and I agreed with him. And now you're making him a $6 favorite?
Yeah, sounds about right.
I think it's going to happen.
They can't do it.
100
it's been
plus?
All year.
Yeah.
How about this?
You needed anarchy this week.
How about this? I was in two Survivor contests. Jacksonville might go 1-15. The one win? They took me out, probably. Week one, they beat the Colts. I had the Colts.
Yeah.
The other one I was in was Sean Harnish and DraftKings. Chiefs lost to the Raiders.
Yeah.
They have one loss.
Yeah.
That's how I got eliminated from both Survivor.
Yeah, that's how I got tossed, too, in one of them.
What a racket.
Imagine if the Chiefs didn't lose that game. We'd have 200-seeded teams.
Oh, what a race. I know.
The race for the one seed, and they don't play each other, by the way.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had two teams go 16-0.
And the Chiefs have to go to New Orleans in a couple weeks.
Right. Well, if that's Taysom Hill... I will, whatever the number is, Chiefs will kill him.
You think so?
If that's Taysom Hill, with that Mickey Mouse offense, to keep up with Mahomes, no chance you can keep up with that offense. None. Not the way that they're playing right now. It's fine. It works against a team with no quarterback. Chiefs have Patty Ice.
Patty Ice.
Up next, ridiculous.
Yeah,
the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend. Come on. This guy's got to get on the Heisman board, does he not? Shopping weekend continues today. Cyber Monday, perfect time to sign up for VSiN. New subscribers get 25% lopped off the regular price of annual all-access memberships, plus a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Subscribe today. You're going to get the brand new college basketball betting guide, which is overflowing with everything you need for the season, our daily best bets emails, Point Spread Weekly, 24/7 video streaming, and the chance to pick up a stylish new VSiN t-shirt, mug, or hat for the holidays. Don't miss this deal. Huge annual savings plus a $30 credit to use on great VSiN gear. Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe. Okay, a little good, bad, and ugly from the weekend that was. Let's start with this. Can we get Jarrett Patterson on the betting board, or at least the Zoom call for the Heisman Trophy ceremony?
Yeah.
Is it asking too much to have a Mac running back?
The invite, or however you would say it.
Whatever, yes.
He's unbelievable. We talked about it when they were playing those Tuesday, Wednesday night games.
Yeah.
Because the guy was great last year. But with the last two games, 9 yards a carry, 700 yards, and 12 touchdowns?
I mean, that is, I don't care what level of football you're talking about, other than high school. Like a college level. This is D1 we're talking about, by the way.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll get to that coming up.
It's not, I mean,
football's football. Enough with
this. Right. It's not Power 5. I get that. That's fine. But it is still Division 1 football here. It is the MAC, whatever. But this dude, 407 yards, 8 touchdowns? Come on.
Wow. It was fun to watch.
That was great.
Glad to see it. Well, I mean, can he get the record? What's he going to do?
Well, as you talked about that was, I think, the first game of the season, the MAC. Whoever their opponent was, I have to go back and look at the schedule. Like, can they slow down Buffalo's ground game? Because they've been so good. Nice tackling by Kent State.
Well, yeah.
No. You want to give Mahomes the MVP right now, or
yes.
Do we still have a race?
No, it's over.
Is it over?
Yes.
So he has 30 touchdowns, 2 INTs. Rodgers has 33 touchdowns, 4 INTs. 5 games to go. Mahomes is minus 278 to win it.
Oh, that's up where?
At DraftKings.
Wow.
But he's minus $4 this morning at FanDuel.
Wow. Yep.
I don't think it's over.
It's over.
Got 5 games to go.
It's over, Johnny.
What if Rodgers goes 45-4?
No.
And they go 13-3? He doesn't have any say in the mix?
It's over.
It's over.
Yep.
You want to discredit? Yep. Does Russ have any chance whatsoever?
No.
Look at their schedule.
Look at the interceptions.
But look at the schedule.
I don't care. Look at the interceptions.
He could go. Russ could go.
Patty's going to go 14-2. Patty will go 14-2 with the catch up on the steak.
Yeah, that's a demerit, by the way.
It's all right.
I think he admitted to putting ketchup on the Thanksgiving turkey as well.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. Oh boy, that might be worse.
I think it is.
Ketchup on turkey.
Yep.
Oh.
Great performance by the Titans yesterday. This league is funny again. A couple weeks ago, Colts blew him out at their place. Tannehill only threw 22 times, but Derrick Henry, 178 yards and 3 scores. And how big of a beast is A.J. Brown? It seems like that happens.
Right.
He's good for one of those every other week. Slant, 63 yards. Yak, touchdown, we'll see you later. The other good, it didn't work out for me last week, but the early season Kentucky basketball fade is real. They were 8-point favorites to Richmond yesterday at home. They got beat outright, and quite frankly, they got blown out in the second half. They play Kansas tomorrow night. I can't wait to see what that number is going to be. By the way, we get Baylor-Gonzaga one day this week.
Oh!
And Baylor beat down Washington by like 30 again last night. So it's Anthony Lynn every single week. He deserves it. I can't wait for no hyperbole with Mike Palm on Wednesday.
He can be the whole segment.
You wouldn't even believe the reaction that I saw on Twitter last night. People either asking for him to be all 5.
That's right.
1 through 5, or for us to do like extended no hyperbole. It's all on him.
And the look on his face the whole time while this was going on the final drive.
Yep.
Like, what do I do?
I will take it back a little bit, because I was saying like last night, he might be the worst coach I've ever seen. That's possible. I said might. Bill O'Brien was also very bad before he got the X.
Well, come on. He won a division, though. You can't even compare the two.
Yeah, no,
I went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And I will say that...
With Tom Savage and who was T.J. Yates? I mean...
Yates was, yeah.
Come on. It's Lynn.
The two guys who may have been worse, but again, well, Stefanski's telling you, but the combination to go from Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens was also all-time bad. But here's the rundown of Anthony Lynn so far this year. Total control of KC in week number 2, 479 yards of offense. They never trailed until they lost in overtime. Had a double-digit lead in the second half. Week 3, they lost to Carolina 21-16. Beautiful play at the end. The hook and ladder didn't work. Otherwise, it was a touchdown for the win. Week 4, they're up 24-7 in the first half at Tampa. Take a knee! Go to halftime!
Mm-hmm.
He runs the ball. They fumble. Buccaneers score. They lose 38-31. The following week, they're up 20-3 in the first half at New Orleans. Of course, they give up the lead under 4 minutes to go. 27-20 goes to overtime. They lose. The Denver game, which seems like 5 years ago now, 24-3 Chargers, middle third quarter. Of course they lost. And the Raiders game, how they couldn't figure out anything on the final drive. And I think we need to spend... The ugly would have been... The finish, and if you didn't see it, I get it. It was Friday night, Thanksgiving week, but it was on national TV. We can't play footage here to show you the replay, and I can't probably do it justice by verbalizing what happened at the very end of the game, but the finish to the Oregon State game should be in the Smithsonian. I mean, burn the footage already. Oh, my God.
The officials.
Does anybody on planet Earth have any idea still to this day what happened on Friday night?
Yep. To piggyback your stuff earlier, my three ugly. Leopold, the Buffalo coach. He's got a chance for the record.
Come on, man.
They're in the red zone on the final drive. He takes them out of the game. He also gave the backup a carry inside the five. He could have had 10 touchdowns, Patterson. UMass, 10 points in 16 quarters on offense. 41-0, 51-10, 45-rip, 24-2 the safety. And to your point, football's football. While the Sarah Fuller story is a good story, in 2003, Katie Nida was at New Mexico and actually made two extra points.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, now it's Power Five. Mm-hmm. They've been doing this with Boise State, UCF, now Cincinnati. Football's football. Stop with this. So not Division III, not Division II. Like, oh no, it's different. It's a story because it's Power Five.
Yep.
We did it. We were covering the story. It was local out here because it was Mountain West Conference. We saw it in 2003. I mean, this has happened before. Just dismissing these other guys because they're not brand name bias or big conferences. It's ridiculous. Stop it.
That was my very first thought last week when everybody was making such a big deal out of this. I'm like, wait, do we have that bad of short memory losses here in this country? Like, how do you not remember? Like, it's less than 20 years ago where it happened. But it's now Power Five. We will get to the opening numbers, week 13 of the National Football League, and discuss coming up next.
Over 250 different ways to bet the game tonight. And also, if you like to bet right before the game, Bet Rivers is a spot for you. Go to the mobile app on NFL game day, find 30% less vig on sides and totals. That's more money in your pocket. Great customer service. Only one time playthrough at Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. For the only time in my life, I'll agree with Bill Polian. That still, after what's transpired, and you see all hell breaking loose every week in college, the NFL has done a great job. That we haven't had a forfeit or canceled game, and I know the shenanigans yesterday, and then what we're dealing with tomorrow. You know, as sports fans, though, I love this. It'll get out of hand probably, but still, we have Tuesday night football. We're going to have a Monday day doubleheader again. But now, do you go into a bubble from here on out? You got to go bubble, I would say, in the playoffs. Imagine if that happened in the playoffs, though. Imagine, and Lombardi's right about keeping a guy back. Shame on the Broncos. But you don't want a playoff game decided like this. What are you going to do? Push it back? You can't push it back.
Well, I'll go one.
You can't
further.
Push a playoff. Imagine, right? Oh, sorry. Miami's playing the Raiders. All three quarterbacks for the Raiders are out. Two of the guys.
I'll give you another one. I'll go one further. Wednesday or Thursday of Super Bowl week.
Oh no.
Mahomes comes down with COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
Then what? You going to play the game on Sunday? Get out there, Matt Moore. Make it happen, buddy.
Yeah.
Is he even the backup? I got to double check. But I saw today NFL Network was reporting they can push it back all the way to March 17th.
What?
Super Bowl. Yeah.
What?
I saw that today. They were reporting that.
Oh, my God.
So.
Well, do you think the Week 18 thing will come into play?
We only got 5 weeks left.
Uh-huh.
At this point, I'd say it's very unlikely.
There's a good chance. There's a chance they don't. They want to do it. They say we're playing, but there's still a small chance they don't play this game tomorrow. And then you can't put it anywhere else.
Yeah, because then it's going to come down to probably home field, right? And the number one overall seed.
Got to play the game.
If they're like,
as of now, right?
Let's say that the Steelers play this game. They're 14-1, and the Chiefs are 15-1.
And the Ravens are right there in the playoff mix. Cleveland, Indy, and Miami are your wild cards right now.
Nice job, by the way, by Stefanski.
Yes.
To turn this around in 1 year, right?
Good for him.
I mean,
Good call by Adam Chernoff, too.
He had a couple things spot on. Browns playoff team, Broncos non-playoff team. And
was the analysis, right. But yes.
But he also, he said this right away. He did not like the marriage of Brady and Arians.
He said that, too.
That was one of his very first reactions.
Yep.
So, okay, opening numbers that we have for the upcoming week in the National Football League and compared to what they were last week with the look-ahead numbers. So Chicago and Detroit's currently off the board. But I did see they opened it up last night, Chicago minus three. They'll open again this morning because the Bears were playing last night.
Boy, oh boy, last night. I liked your tweet. It's enough. It's enough of this game on national television.
Do people realize this?
It's out of control. You're right. It goes back to both teams have to be good for it to be a rivalry, at least to be interesting. That never happens. Plus, the Packers own them. 16-3 now since 2011.
Rodgers is 20-5 in his career against this team.
My God.
And Favre dominated them as well.
Yeah.
I went back and looked.
When the Bears were awesome in the 80s, the Packers stunk.
Terrible.
And then when the Bears went down and the Packers were great and with Favre, the Bears were awful.
Yep. So is this a rivalry when one team is 43-14 going back to 1992?
Yeah.
No, it is not.
Bill Schrader said it. He got crucified. He goes, what rivalry? We kick their ass every
That's
year.
That's right.
When he was Ames.
Yep. The look ahead here for Miami and Cincinnati was 10.5 after yesterday. The Dolphins now laying 11.5 in the game against the Bengals. That's in Miami.
Allen wasn't bad. Allen almost won in the game.
Yeah,
he got some help, but it was rough for a couple quarters. Yeah, I don't know.
They're not going to give you any explosive plays.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
Are we sure Tua's hurt or is it, you're not ready? We got to walk that one back. That was a strange story. Oh, we're going to bench him late in the game against. Oh, now he's hurt. He's not playing.
Yeah.
Something stinks there.
I would agree with that. Indy, they were 3.5 on the look ahead number. They're now 2.5.
They're playing hard for Romeo.
At Houston.
I give him credit. That's an interesting game. Boy, the card stinks, by the way.
It's awful.
Ooh, boy.
It's a bad week in the NFL.
Yep.
What about your Vikings at home against Jacksonville?
No way.
Open up 9.5 is where the number is at.
Yeah. Well, I know they were aided again, and Chernoff had a great breakdown, and while he loved the over in the Cleveland game, but they were aided by the wind. But still, Glennon looked good. They moved the ball on him and had the two-point try to tie the game. So, now the Vikings can't be laying this. Their defense is atrocious. No. And plus, Cousins is good for a couple turnovers.
Aren't they really kicking themselves for losing last week?
Oh, it's a huge loss now.
Oh, my God.
With what Arizona's doing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait till I get to the primetime, by the way, on Sunday night. We got to flex out of this game. Washington is at Pittsburgh, and the opening number is Pittsburgh 10. The look ahead was 11.
Yeah, this is interesting because you might say Pittsburgh teasers, money, whatever, and they could bury them, and it's going to be a tough assignment for Alex Smith. If this game is played tomorrow, Pittsburgh's going to have 5 days off. Washington's going to have 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be enormous here.
Yeah.
The short turnaround here from Tuesday to Sunday for the Steelers.
Yeah, my early look here would be on the football team, plus the points in that matchup. How about the Raiders playing at the Jets? They opened up 8.5. This morning, I'm looking, they're down to 7.5 now in New York. Right. Total is 47. You want to lay this with the Raiders? But it's,
well, I can't. I watched the whole game because I was betting the in play nonstop. The Jets have no chance. They're hopeless. They can't score. I don't know if they're trying to score. They had the 4th-and-1 with Gore. They got stopped.
Yeah, but how
they can't do it. They can't do anything.
Flacco was actually manageable.
I know. You're right, but it's Darnold, though. 3 points. Jesus. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah. Okay, so the early number last week was 3.5. Saints opened up 3. Now it's back to 3.5 at most spots. I'm seeing otherwise -3, -20 cents in Atlanta.
I can't be prisoner of the moment. I know we just saw the game, and it was a horror show. They dominated Atlanta. Ryan couldn't do anything in a nasty defense. Well, then again, I mean, the 17-3 run on the road. Payton just delivers on the road. But you know, look what just happened with Tennessee and Indy. I mean, the Saints should win that game.
Yeah, I don't know if the Falcons are going to be able to do anything offensively against that Saints defense. They are playing awesome right now.
Here's a good game. And a huge game now because Tennessee's the division leader. And plus Cleveland, I mean, the winner of this game, number one, is in the playoffs. That's just enormous for seeding and everything. Tennessee 4 against Cleveland. I lean Tennessee. But they're hard to figure out. I mean, they are very hard to figure out. They lost to the Bengals. They beat Baltimore, and then they come right back and house the Colts. They went at Baltimore and at Indy back-to-back weeks and won. And the offense looked great. They couldn't beat the Bengals.
How about the total is 53 in the game?
And they need a last-second field goal to beat the Broncos. Yeah, that's wow. That's a good game.
I will say this about the game. That game should be the Sunday night game.
I cannot believe they didn't flex out of this. Denver at Kansas City? Come on.
And by the way,
what's the spread if these guys can't play? If it's hitting against Mahomes, what's the point spread?
Okay, we got to get a bookmaker on at some point because I'm telling you right now, if it's who knows what's going to happen with Denver.
Did you see they petitioned the league? They wanted two assistants to play, and the league said no.
They said no.
Can you imagine that? Well, hell, put Elway in there. What's the difference?
Got an arm.
John, you got the front porch. Elway coming out there. How old is he? 55?
54. He's got to be older than that.
Is he older than that? Can you imagine? Mike Palmer's right, though. If Ballin was still the owner, this wouldn't happen.
No.
I think John's
got to be close to 60.
Is he? Okay.
Has to be doing the math here.
They wanted some assistants to suit up. The league's like, get out of here.
Yep. But right now, the Chiefs are 13.5 on Sunday.
If
that's after what we saw yesterday, one completed pass, if it's Mahomes versus Hinton, would you take Denver plus 31?
What's the time frame there? The thing with Driscoll was Saturday, right? Then they pulled the three guys from practice.
Yeah.
With the close contact, and
I believe it was all. Yeah.
And then Locke comes.
That's
out.
That's why it came like it was so, like survivor picks.
Yeah.
Contest picks. Okay, what are we gonna do here?
I can't believe they looked that bad. The kid played college quarterback. I still
tough to play quarterback in this league.
What, completed one pass?
Yeah. I'm telling you though, if it's Mahomes versus Hinton. It's going to be the biggest point spread in the history of the NFL.
It has to be. Yes.
Because I talked to several bookmakers. I made a point yesterday to reach out to several bookmakers, and I said, how many teams in the NFL are favored over that Broncos team from yesterday? And the answer was every single team.
Yeah.
You got to be. Even the team that we've watched with the Jets, that team has to be favored over the Broncos with no quarterback play.
Okay. What's the Monday night game? Okay, with now this is interesting. Well, what do you do here? Yep. Now, where's the game? Well, I guess we don't know yet, right?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it'll be Baltimore and Dallas at 2:00 Pacific, and then it's Buffalo and San, which is a huge game now.
It is.
But where are they going to play it? Arizona's on the table. Texas is on the table.
Mm.
Oh boy.
You know what? The 49ers.
This is not only, there are two home games now where it's going to affect the 49ers.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Two. There's another one.
It's 21 days.
Yeah.
That rule in that county. This might sound stupid. It shouldn't. If the 49ers back their way into the playoffs, Shanahan has to get a look for coach of the year.
With all these guys out?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're losing home games?
In that division?
Yeah.
In the NFC?
You might be onto something there.
I don't think he'll win it, but he's got to be in the mix.
Yeah, right.
Other games, the Chargers are one at home to the Patriots. I mean, Cam Newton did absolutely nothing yesterday. They won the game. But
now this is intriguing. The Patriots are going to play two games on that time zone in 6 days. They're the Thursday night game against the Rams following.
That's right.
So they go Sunday Chargers, same stadium, two Thursday Rams. That's wild.
Yep.
The scheduling spot.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can lay any points with the Chargers, though.
Belichick against Lynn? Come on. It's a gift. It's a gift from the gods.
This is like one of the biggest coaching mismatches in the history of sports.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Oh. Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett. Like, come on. What an upset.
Heidi Klum and Seal.
Sure. That's another one. Jermaine Dupri and Janet Jackson.
Uh-huh.
The Chris Rock bit. I had a chance. Oh, God. Oh. Right.
We got some other games,
I can't believe you said that on the air. Do you like the, who do I like it? It's Anthony Lynn against Belichick.
That's come what I'm
on.
Saying. I mean,
come on.
Who wants to lay a point with the Chargers?
You can. You got to take the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's Hoodie.
We will get to the rest of the schedule and talk about Monday Night Football next.